What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. Today we are coming at you with another Mindfuck Monday episode talking all about setting healthy boundaries inside of your relationships. So as we are continuing this February series talking all things relationship tips, tricks, topics, and dynamics, I truly feel like we need to have a conversation around the importance of setting boundaries. So today's episode is going to be all about, number one, why setting boundaries is typically pretty triggering for most people. Number two, some signs that you may be struggling to set boundaries with yourself or within your relationships. Number three, the importance of setting boundaries. Number four, some different mindset shifts that you can have around setting boundaries to make it that much easier. And then number five, the most important, step by step, how you can start setting healthy boundaries with yourself and within your relationships. So today's episode is going to be jam-packed. It's going to be so helpful for you guys. I know it's going to be, because believe it or not, my podcast episode all about people pleasing and taking your power back has been the most listened to podcast episode yet. And so that means that you guys likely really resonated with the conversation within that episode, and setting boundaries is going to be one of the most crucial skills for you to learn in order to break free from that people pleaser identity. So I'm really excited to dive into today's episode to do a deep dive into boundary setting with you guys. All right, so without further ado, let's first talk about why setting boundaries is triggering for most people. And the reason that it is because it's forcing you to meet a part of yourself that has roots in something from your past. So for example, if we're talking about this people pleaser identity, it's likely that you struggle to set boundaries because there's a part of you from your past who learned that you need to continuously give in order to be worthy of love. Or there's a part of you who has been taught or told that being selfish is bad, or that you need to subscribe to others' opinions or the social norms in order to be accepted. So that is one example of an archetype, the people pleaser archetype, who has things rooted in your past that is causing you today to struggle to set boundaries. Another archetype that I want to explore today is the overachiever archetype, because chances are, if you listen to this podcast, if you are resonating with 1% Woman, you are an overachiever. And I know that this was my biggest challenge with setting boundaries, was boundaries between work and life. So if you are subscribing to this overachiever archetype, it's likely that you struggle to set boundaries because setting boundaries feels like a personal failure to this part of you from your past who learned that saying no is a threat to your ego, who has attached to this idea that you can do it all and that there's this part of you that defines your worth by your productivity, that the more that you do, the more admired that you're going to be, and that you need to continue to have a certain level of success in order to feel like you are good enough. So that is what's causing you to say no to certain things. That's what's causing you to set boundaries between work and life, because your worth is defined by your productivity and your enoughness, or your worth, is defined by your success. So to me, if you are someone who is having difficulty setting boundaries, it's a sign that there is either, number one, if you are a people pleaser, there's some sort of codependency issue inside of your relationships. And because of that, there is some type of underlying low self-esteem. And or if you are someone who's more of this like overachiever archetype who struggles to set boundaries within yourself, work-life boundaries, it's likely that there's a lack of integrity within oneself where your identity is defined by things externally. So we want to get to the root of these in order to truly be able to heal and build this inner foundation of self-worth and higher self-esteem and emotional intelligence and security within ourselves, security and safety within ourselves, so that it makes it that much easier to set boundaries. Before we dive into step-by-step how to start setting boundaries and some of the really positive mindset shifts around boundary setting that have literally changed the game for me, I want to share with you guys some signs or symptoms that you may be struggling with boundary setting. Okay, so I'm just going to list them off pretty quickly here. Number one, you are feeling taken advantage of in your relationships. Number two, you're saying yes when you want to say no. Number three is that you're always fixing other people's problems. Number four is that you're giving in without efforting a compromise. So this one, it kind of means is like you're basically getting walked all over like a doormat. Number five is that you're in an unreciprocated relationship where you are overly invested and you're not receiving the same type of energy, effort, love, attention in return. Number six is that you're constantly in relationship roller coasters where your relationships are either at an all-time high or they're at an all-time low. Number seven is that you are constantly drained physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, energetically. And number 8 is that you are constantly in this place of defensiveness or avoidance inside of your relationships. So you're constantly in fight or flight mode within your relationships because you're perceiving some type of threat within the relationship, which is causing you to struggle to set boundaries. So these are some signs and symptoms that you may be struggling with boundary setting. But the beautiful thing here is, by doing a lot of inner work, by healing these parts of your identity, you can start to unlearn these self-abandonment habits that are constantly showing up within your relationships or within your work life, and become a pro at setting healthy boundaries with yourself, with others, with work, so that you can eliminate the tension and the resentment in your relationships and start to have more balance inside of your life. So here are 2 major mindset shifts that I want to share with you guys that I know have been so helpful for me when it comes to my opinion and my view on boundaries that have made it so much easier for me to actually start to set them. First and foremost, the first major mindset shift that I need you to understand is that it's not about saying no to someone. It's about choosing to say yes to yourself first. And when I started to change my mindset around boundaries, that, hey, setting a boundary is not about them. Setting a boundary is all about me. It's not about saying no to them. It's about saying yes to me, and got me out of this cycle of abandoning myself in preference of someone else's opinions. To start to truly set healthy boundaries, you need to take responsibility for your own actions and your own emotions, and stop taking responsibility for the actions and the emotions of other people. When I started viewing boundaries through this lens, it just all totally started to make sense that I can only take ownership of what I can control. And the only thing that I can control is me versus me, or me plus me. I cannot manipulate or change or control what is outside of me. I cannot manipulate, change, or control how others are going to perceive me, or how others are going to feel, or how others are going to respond. That is not my responsibility. And when I started to let go of that pressure and that weight, oh my gosh, the freedom that I was able to experience. So before we dive into talking about step-by-step how to set boundaries, I want you to start to shift your mindset around them and stop thinking of them as something that is negative or that is going to make you the bad guy, and start viewing it through the lens of, this is the best sign of self-respect that I can give to myself. This is an incredible tool for allowing me to be able to show up as my best self within my relationships and within my business. Boundaries are so incredibly important. And with that being said, here's the second mindset shift that I want to give to you, especially if you are a high achiever, if you are an entrepreneur, you need to learn the skill of saying no. It is a huge key to your success, because protecting your peace physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, that is going to be the backbone of your business staying healthy and sustainable and profitable and fulfilling. So being able to say no, not only is this going to obviously prevent you from hitting burnout, but it's also continuously putting you in this position of power instead of continuing to give your power away by not having boundaries. When you start to give yourself permission to prioritize yourself by setting healthy boundaries, by choosing yourself over others, you begin to create this feedback loop that builds inner self-confidence, that builds trust within yourself. And it also forces you to be more respected by other people at the same time. The more you respect yourself, the more self-respect, or the more respect that you can receive from others. So really starting to see boundaries as a super, learning how to set boundaries as a superpower for yourself, as your ability to stay within a position of power in your relationships and inside of your business. And also starting to view boundaries, this is another really important mindset shift that I had to have around boundaries, is that boundaries aren't here to limit or restrict you in any way. That is a common limiting belief that I know I had around boundary setting. But really and truly, when you start to create more structure and standards and values and prioritization and boundaries within your life, it's actually going to give you a fuck ton of more freedom. Because now you're creating your life on your own terms. You're creating a life by design instead of by default. And therefore, your life is going to be that much more freeing and fulfilling to you. Boundaries create freedom. And when you start to view it that way, that's when it starts to become a really, really amazing, powerful tool for you to accelerate your success and your fulfillment and create unbreakable bonds within your relationships. All of the amazing things that boundaries can bring to us. So let's like channel this energy of boundaries being sexy, boundaries being attractive as fuck, and really starting to own them. Not only, like I said, key benefits of setting boundaries, not only is this going to help you mentally, emotionally, socially, it's going to avoid burnout for you. It's going to help you develop this sense of identity, the sense of self, the sense of autonomy within your relationships. It's going to allow you to have a greater impact on others because you can show up with a full cup. It's going to allow you to break out of this pattern of feeling taken advantage of and no longer carrying the weight of other people's problems, releasing all of that pressure off of you and really building this sense of emotional intelligence within yourself where you're less triggered by other people and you're more empowered within yourself. There's less stress, there's less drama in your life because you are just in alignment with what's true for you. And you're no longer subscribing to the shoulds of who you think you should be or what you think you should do. All right. So setting boundaries is going to be so powerful. I'm excited to dive into the step-by-step process with you guys and share with you guys the keys to being able to set healthy boundaries, firstly with yourself, and then secondly within your relationships with other people. These are some of the game-changing things that have helped my clients so much with building their sense of inner authority and also healing their relationships. So step number one to setting healthy boundaries is build your self-esteem and strengthen your identity. If you don't have a good sense of self-esteem, if you don't have a strong sense of who you are and what your identity is, of course, it's going to be defined externally. And of course, you're going to rely on other people, their validation, their opinions, their shoulds, in order to determine who you think you need to be or what you think you need to do. All right. So first and foremost, we need to build this sense of inner self-esteem and strengthen your identity by starting to accept yourself more for how you are right now, while also continuing to work on the parts of yourself that you can continue to grow. If there are parts of yourself that you are struggling to accept, this is where shadow work can become such a powerful tool for your inner healing. And truthfully, in my opinion and in my journey, was a non-negotiable for me. Because it has completely changed my life. It has allowed me to show up as my fullest whole self unapologetically. So number one, how do we build our self-esteem? We start to accept ourselves more for exactly how we are and be unapologetic within that. The other huge piece of this, strengthening your identity, is going to be detaching your worth from external measures. So just like the examples I gave above with the people pleaser identity or the overachiever identity, it would look like letting go of other people's approval, or it would look like letting go of success and productivity defining you. When you start to build a stronger sense of self, when you start to really focus on cultivating your inherent self-worth, it's going to be so much easier to stay true to yourself, to be unapologetically yourself by setting these aligned, healthy boundaries for yourself, because you're no longer craving or needing or dependent on other people's approval or dependent on success and productivity in order to feel like you're good enough or to feel like you are worthy. You have to be able to stay within integrity of yourself and have to be able to stay within integrity of your own boundaries and your own standards before you can start to expect other people to adhere to the boundaries that you have with them. So step number one is something that you simply cannot skip. If you want to be able to set healthy boundaries, you need to build your self-esteem and you need to strengthen your identity. Now, step two, I think, is another way in which you can start to strengthen your identity. Number two is getting clear on what your personal values are. You see, a lot of times we struggle with burnout because we're not living in alignment with our values, or we're living in alignment with what we think our values should be instead of what they actually are. You're doing things out of someone else's playbook instead of writing your own. And so not only do I really truly believe so deeply in figuring out what your core values are for yourself and work on this with my clients, but we also focus on prioritizing your values, ranking them from this is the most important value to me to this is the least important. And when you are able to put them in that priority, then you can start to, again, design your life in a way that is actually going to be fulfilling to you. To some people, money is more fulfilling or is a higher value than health. To other people, family is a higher priority than work. To other people, work is the highest priority over family, over friends, over relationships, over other things. Regardless of what this list looks like for you, the most important part is that you are radically honest with yourself about what your priorities are, and also that you allow this priority list to be fluid in different seasons of your life, recognizing that some areas of your life may be a higher priority in some seasons and a lower priority in others, and that is okay. Just be truly radically honest with yourself about what actually is fulfilling to you, and also, from this, I want you to take a step back and I want you to ask yourself, are the actions that I'm taking in my day-to-day life right now aligned with my values? Are the actions that I'm taking in my day-to-day life right now aligned with my values? And what are my intentions behind the actions that I take? Are my intentions in seek of something externally, or are my intentions rooted internally? Am I motivated externally, or am I internally motivated by the actions that I'm taking? This can be another way to audit your actions and audit what actions are actually fulfilling to you and what's not, what's aligned with your values and what's aligned with what you think you should be doing or someone else's wants or desires for you. All right. So number two is get really crystal clear on what your personal values are and prioritize them. Put them in a list of what is most important to you and what's least important to you, and then design your life accordingly. Number three, step number three to setting healthy boundaries is know your energetic capacity. So really, again, starting to audit your actions, audit what in your life are charges versus what are drains. What's energetically charging to you versus what is energetically draining for you? And then obviously the goal would be to eliminate or spend less time on the things that drain you, or even ask for help on some of the things that are draining to you. And then doing more, spending more time doing the things that charge you. Recognizing that what charges people and what drains people is completely different than the next person. So really auditing this for yourself and really being honest about this for yourself. Like for me, socializing is a huge drain to me. It is not a charge to me. However, that's very different than some other people. Some other people need to go out and socialize and be with other people in order to charge up their battery. Now, I needed to be super aware of that for myself, and I need to set boundaries around my social battery in order to make sure that I'm not completely draining myself all of the time when I need to take that time to recharge to get back to what's truly my highest priority, which is my work and fulfilling my purpose. And so know what your energetic capacity is and be unapologetic about the boundaries that you need to set in order to protect that, protecting that energy, protecting your inner peace. Number four is differentiating what boundaries are going to be non-negotiables versus what boundaries are going to be compromisables, right? So your non-negotiable boundaries are going to be hard, rigid, set boundaries that you do not waver from, versus your compromisables are going to be softer boundaries that I like to call more so guidelines that help, you know, keep you on the trajectory, keep you on the path, but that you are able and willing to compromise on in order to find a middle ground. Or they can be, they're slightly wavering, right? They're slightly permeable depending on the other person involved or the season or the time. Because really and truly, I also want to caveat this conversation of setting boundaries to acknowledge that making compromises, or maybe even to some, making sacrifices is a huge piece of a healthy, thriving relationship. So we also want to honor that too. And I want to honor that within this conversation of asking yourself, like, what are the red flags? What are the beige flags? What are the non-negotiables? What are the compromisables? So here is what I want you to ask yourself when you're trying to determine this. The specific action that you're taking, that you are kind of questioning, do I need to set a boundary around that? It needs to be because you want to do it, not because you feel obligated to do it or because you fear the consequences of not doing it. So for example, acts of affection and acts of interest are only valid within your relationship if they are performed without expectation, of how the other person is going to respond. So if you ask yourself, if I stopped doing this thing, how would it change the relationship? And if your answer brings you fear, then that's a bad sign. That means that you're doing it because you fear the consequences of not doing it, because you feel obligated to, because there's some sort of expectation that is set there. However, if the consequences of not continuously doing this action, they may be unpleasant, but you could stop doing it and not feel differently within yourself, still feel okay, then that's a good sign. That means that you're doing it out of a desire to do it, not because of an obligation to do it. And that's when you know that, you know, you don't really need to set a boundary around that, or that is a more compromisable boundary that you can set. All right, so really differentiate what are your non-negotiable boundaries, what are your compromisable boundaries, and understand that, yeah, just because we're setting boundaries doesn't mean that there's not places to compromise or place to make sacrifice, as long as it's not coming at the expense of your own internal sense of self or worth or well-being. All right, so that is number 4. Number 5 is probably going to be the most important topic of conversation that we're going to have today, is learning how to communicate your boundaries with confidence. So there's a few keys that I have here when it comes to communicating your boundaries with confidence. The first one being is that you need to be crystal clear on what your needs and desires are by setting this boundary. Why is setting this boundary important to you? Otherwise, you're going to be really wishy-washy when you go to set it, when you go to share it, when you go to explain it. You need to be to fully believe in the importance of setting this boundary, so that one, you can express why it's important to you so that someone else can understand why you're setting it, and also so that you can set it in a very clear way in getting your true needs and desires met by setting it. So that is number 1. Be clear on what your needs and desires are, and also make sure that you truly understand why setting this boundary is important to you. Number 2 is you need to start taking ownership and responsibility for your own emotions within that boundary. So oftentimes I think we struggle to set boundaries because we're constantly placing blame on the other person. For example, I'm setting this boundary because X, Y, you do, or you're doing, or you're not doing X, Y, or Z. How can we start to deliver this boundary through a more positive lens of what you want and taking responsibility for your emotions and what you need within the relationship, and not projecting that onto the other person that we're setting the boundary with? Really taking full ownership for and responsibility for your emotions with setting this boundary, for your role in setting this boundary, and looking to communicating it through a positive lens to the other person of what you want versus what you don't want, or what you don't like, or what they're not doing enough or good enough of for you. All right, so really focusing on the language that you're using when you're setting the boundary and sharing it through your own lens, not projecting blame onto someone else or communicating it through the lens of being victim to someone else. All right, that's number 2. Number 3 is also asking yourself, how is setting this boundary going to benefit them? So not just what are the positive outcomes for you going to be, but what are the positive outcomes for them going to be, whether it's within their relationship or just in general? How are they going to benefit from you setting this boundary within that relationship? This is a really powerful exercise that I do with my clients that helps them set the boundary that much easier when they see how it's going to benefit the other party. And also when you can communicate that benefit in a clear way to the other party as well, it just makes the biggest difference in them actually being receptive to it. Which leads me to point number 4 with communicating boundary is understand set and setting. Right? We don't want to communicate a boundary in a time or place where there's a lot of emotions present, right? Because then we're only going to be met with them being defensive or some type of emotional reactivity instead of being super receptive to what you have to say. So really audit set and setting. I know if like my partner came to me on like a random like Wednesday night after a day's long work where I'm like mentally fatigued and tired and I just want to like lay down and cuddle and set, and he wants to have this like deep conversation about some boundary that we need to set in our relationship, like it's probably not going to be received as well as if we kind of plan to have these conversations every Friday night over a nice dinner where he wines and dines me with some nice fancy mocktail and we sit there and we enjoy time together and we discuss the boundary and we talk about what's going really well in our relationship, what we need to work on. Like in that place, we are both very receptive to criticism, to feedback, to working on our relationship together, because we know that that's a huge piece of partnership and having a healthy relationship. So again, just auditing set and setting where emotions are at their absolute lowest, so you can prevent any reactivity and really be able to be met with receptivity. All right, so that is suggestion number 4. Suggestion number 5, you guys, oh my gosh, this is going to be game changing. I think one of the best ways to communicate your boundaries is through your actions. Like, what a more beautiful way of like subliminal communication than to treat others with the appropriate behavior of how you desire to be treated in return. You want your partner to surprise you with little gifts throughout the week or random surprises? Well, how about you start doing that for him or for them? And then he'll catch on. He'll understand that that is the standard. That is the expectation. And start to meet that need for you as well. He'll get to experience how good that feels to be surprised or to be thought of more spontaneously. And he will do that in return. Right? So I think one of the best ways to communicate boundaries without needing to have some sit down serious conversation necessarily, if it's obviously like a more subtle boundary, is to communicate it through how you treat them. Communicate it through your own actions, or maybe it's even communicating it through the actions and how you treat yourself, right? You treat yourself to a higher standard. Chances are other people are going to respect you and treat you to that same exact standard as well. So your actions, I think, are going to be a huge way to communicate boundaries with others from a very like subliminal place. And then the last piece to boundary setting that I think is really important that I talk to every single client around when it comes to this is understanding that there's likely going to be what I call a guilt hangover after you set a boundary. Whether you are setting a boundary with another person, or maybe you're the overachiever who's setting a work-life boundary that you haven't set before, it's likely that you're going to feel a little bit of discomfort and guilt after setting that boundary, because this is something that is outside of your comfort zone. It is something that is getting you out of the old patterns and old programming of your of pain of your past. So acknowledge and feel safe and know that you are safe with being in this discomfort, with being met with disagreeability or disappointment or whatever it is that's coming up for you. Guilt, shame, resentment. There is likely going to be this like hangover period after you first set a boundary, and it does get easier over time the more and more and more that you practice setting boundaries and the more that you get to experience and recognize and realize the power and the beauty and the freedom that does come with them. But I couldn't talk about this idea of setting boundaries without acknowledging that there is this hangover period as you are starting to reprogram within your brain this sense of inner authority and inner self-worth and confidence with knowing that you are safe and you are going to be okay regardless of the external reaction to the boundary that you're setting. In fact, you're going to be way better off for setting it and really kind of breaking out of this idea of this need for instant or immediate it's not necessarily instant or immediate gratification, but kind of almost leaning into the present discomfort for future freedom, right? Understanding that sometimes we need to make those current sacrifices in the present because we know that that's what's best for our future, and taking that action as our future self, as our higher self now, in order to make that our reality in our future. So that is the last piece of setting boundaries. To kind of like recap, re-summary, the step-by-step process of boundary setting for you guys is: number one, we need to build your self-esteem and strengthen your inner identity. Number two, we need to get clear on what your personal values are, prioritize them, and build your life around them. Number three is you need to know your energetic capacity. What are your charges? What are your drains? Eliminating the drains and filling your day with more of the charges. Number four is we need to differentiate between your non-negotiable hard boundaries and your compromisable soft boundaries. Number five is we need to learn how to communicate boundaries with confidence. And number six is we need to accept and know that you are safe within the discomfort, the disagreeability, the disappointment that may come with setting boundaries initially. All right. I hope that that step-by-step process was helpful for you guys. I'm curious to know, like, what step of this process do you find to be the most difficult? And maybe I could even go a little bit deeper into that step of the process. But before I let you guys go, I did also want to list off some types of powerful boundaries that you can start to set for yourself, whether it's with yourself and or with your work or within your relationships. Okay. So number one is saying no more. This is an obvious one. Number two is expressing your feelings. All right. This is something that I think we really struggle with as a society as a whole, is feeling safe to express our feelings. But that is a huge boundary that you can learn how to set within your relationships, is being unapologetic about how you're feeling, owning how you're feeling, and expressing those feelings to other people. And that comes with number three, is being radically honest. Like, being radically honest with yourself. Stop tiptoeing around things. Stop giving in to other people. Be radically honest with yourself. Be radically honest within your relationships. That is honestly the most taboo thing within our society today, is actually being honest. We're constantly tiptoeing around one another and each other because we're all so easily triggered. But practice the skill of being radically honest and communicating that honesty in a really powerful way. It is what's going to actually bring you that much closer instead of tear you further apart, really and truly. Number four is time boundaries. So boundaries around your availability, not making yourself available to everyone all of the time, but really, again, protecting your peace, protecting your energy, protecting your time. One of the biggest traits of a high value woman, just like a high value car or a high value anything, is that it's not available to the masses. It's not available all the time. So there are boundaries around it. It is exclusive, right? Make yourself more exclusive, because you own who you are and you're unapologetic about that. And because you have clear boundaries for yourself and standards for your life and you live by them. All right. So that's number four. Number five is setting clear expectations within your relationships. Like, we need to break out of this. I think when we get into relationships, there's so many assumptions. The reason that my relationship has been so healthy so far is because we have crystal clear expectations of what we expect from each other and what we expect within our relationship and what we see for our future and what we desire and what we need and what we want. Like, everything is very, very clear, and we communicate them very frequently. We talk about those expectations all of the time. So if there are assumptions within your relationship, chances are that's why those expectations aren't being met, is because they're not clear enough. And you're assuming what one needs or wants versus knowing what one needs and wants. So set clear expectations within your relationships. That is one of the most powerful boundaries that you can set. Number six, cut out toxic people, thoughts, behaviors. That one's pretty self-explanatory. And number seven is not giving in to peer pressure, right? Not just doing something because it makes you feel like you fit in, or it makes you feel more understood, or because someone else tells you it's what you need or want to do in order to feel accepted. Like, you're going to be safe and you're going to be okay. You're going to be better off, frankly, safer and okayer by not doing those things, by not sacrificing and abandoning yourself and abandoning your authenticity in order to subscribe to the shoulds, okay? Breaking out of that mold, breaking out of that box, and really staying true to yourself is what boundary setting is all about. So I really hope that this episode was helpful for you guys. If it was, I would really, really, really appreciate if you could leave it a 5-star review, comment below, send it to someone that you know needs to hear it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening, and I'll talk to you on Friday. Bye.